So it'd be really good if I had some volunteers, because in our stories and hymns this morning, there's been a lot of journeys. And I thought, I found this, and I thought I wanted to discover kind of the journey this person was going on. So if I could have some help, it'd be really good if we could unpack it. Do you want to help me, Thomas? That would be brilliant. That's it. So in a minute, we're going to unwrap. Other people are welcome to come up too. We're going to unpack the suitcase, because this morning, if this works, we're thinking about all the journeys. So sit down on the floor for the minute, and we can dig into this in a minute. If you come this side away from the candles, that would be brilliant. That's it, Levi. You sit there. That's fantastic. So the readings this morning and the hymns kind of show different people on journeys. Can we shout out some of the journeys that you kind of noticed this morning in it? Adults can help as well. But yeah. Shepherds went from the hills to see Jesus. Yep. Any other journeys that we spotted? Kings, Mary and Joseph. The donkey. It's not in the Bible, sadly. That's a mind-blowing one, isn't it, really? But we discovered that in Christmas Unwrapped this week. There could be others. We could think about kind of actually Jesus himself had been God and came down as a baby. We're going to explore that this morning. So as we unpack our suitcase this morning, we're going to think about the journeys that Jesus came on, and Peter shared with us about his journey with God and how he chose to follow Jesus. And we're thinking about that invite that we've all been given, and that started that first Christmas. So do you want to unzip the suitcase and let's unpack? Because we're going to unpack the suitcase and unpack the Christmas story. So the first thing that will come out is a nice little red dress. That's it, Alice, keep pulling that. So if someone can find the red dress, hold it up, put it on if you want. That's it, Alice, do you want to take that? Do you want to hold it up? We can put it over your clothes. Dad, do you want to stand up? So we've got a red dress, and so this person obviously is expecting a party, a shindig, it's Christmas. They put their best frock in the case. And we're thinking actually, but Jesus didn't come in party clothes. He came as a baby. And in the Bible, we read in the letter to the Philippians, a church in Philippi, we read this. We read that God made himself nothing. Jesus, this is, gave up his nature of God, and he became nothing, took the very nature of a servant, and was made in human likeness. You see, Jesus didn't come in royal robes. We celebrate him as King of Light of the World, King. But he came as a baby, and babies cry and they spew up, don't they, and other things as well. It's not a pleasant form to be in. Most of us are glad we're past that stage. But Jesus came not with his royal splendor, but came in flesh and blood as a baby. And the next thing in the suitcase, if we can get the mince pies out, and they're not just any mince pies, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, they are luxury mince pies, nothing but the best. See, but Jesus, he didn't come with a massive celebration. I don't know if when you go to visit people, they obviously bought some mince pies to add to the feast at Christmas, haven't they? And we sometimes bring bits and pieces when we go and visit. But Jesus didn't come and there wasn't a massive celebration and party and feast. It wasn't a royal palace he was born in, was it? Where was Jesus born? In a stable with the animals and the feeding trough and lots of smelly things. Has anyone been in a horse's stable? Doesn't smell pleasant, does it? No, no. It wasn't a royal palace that Jesus came. It didn't come with a massive celebration and feast. Jesus was born in poverty. He was put in a manger where the animals fed out of and was surrounded by the animals and poverty and poorness. So Jesus didn't come with massive celebration. The next thing are my comfy penguin slippers. You can put them on your hands, Thomas, and show everyone, because I'm very proud of my slippers. Beautiful slippers. I couldn't find penguins, so we've got pandas on the screen. But obviously, this person has decided, right, I'm going away for Christmas. I'm really looking forward to relaxing and resting, putting my feet up. Who enjoys going away? I mean, probably help out, don't we? But who likes to go and put their feet up and be served for a bit? Yeah. It's nice, isn't it? Not to have to think about cooking, cleaning. It's nice someone else does it. And you chip in, but you don't have the responsibility if it's your own house. But Jesus didn't come to put his feet up. Jesus came to serve. And he came to serve us in a way that we probably never would picture from that baby born in the manger. See, Jesus came to serve us in a way that would mean that he would give up his life for us because he loves us so much. He came to die on the cross to take the sins of the world on himself so that we could have a good relationship with God again. So Jesus didn't come in his party frock. He came in the form of flesh and humanness. He didn't come as the king robed in king clothes, but came in human flesh, got rid of his godness. He came in poverty and he came to serve. But why? Why did Jesus do that? Any ideas down here? We'll have a look. Because the fourth one, we've got some gifts. Do you want to just hold them up? So you see, Jesus came to serve and he came as a gift for the whole world, for everybody. Imagine there's enough presents for all of us in here. That would have taken me a long time to wrap, so I didn't. But actually, Jesus as a gift for the world is enough for everyone. And why? Well, he came because God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him wouldn't perish, wouldn't die, but have eternal life. You see, that's why we celebrate Christmas and why we hear the same carols and sing similar hymns each year, because it's still a message that we need to hear and to know and remember that actually Jesus gave up his godness, became flesh and bone, he came to serve, he came into poverty, and he came as a gift for all of us. He came to share God's love with all people. And when we accept that gift, like Pete said, how when he invited Jesus into his life, when he said, I'll follow you, made that decision, we're called children of God. We're his children. And we're able to do that because of what Jesus did for us. See, this person is on this journey. They're going to a nice Christmas celebration. But in faith, when we follow Jesus, we begin that journey. And so we want people to come and see Jesus, and that's what we've done this morning. And that's what we want to continue to do each time we read the Bible or we worship together, is we want to come and see who Jesus is and what Jesus can do for us. And that ends in a transformed lives. See, the gift of Jesus is that we don't have to be the same. We don't have to be people that are living in darkness, but we can live in the light, following the light of Christ. And that's what we want to hold on to this Christmas with all the different gifts. You can put them back in the suitcase. That we can remember that Jesus came as a gift for all. That he came not to be served, but to serve. That he came in human likeness, giving up his godness so that he could die on the cross to restore a relationship and transform our lives. So let's continue choosing Jesus each day. Maybe if you haven't chosen him for the first time, choose him. And let's see lives that are transformed that will change the rest of the course of history as we live lives obedient to him. So I'm just going to pray for us this Christmas. Lord God, we thank you for the story of Christmas. We thank you, Jesus, that you came in human likeness. You came to bring life to the world in all its fullness for now and ever. Lord, we thank you that you are the best gift we could ever receive. And so we want to come and see you more and more each day. May we know your presence more and more. And may we share that with other people. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.